Guess what's right around the corner? Going back to school. Welcome back to another episode of ABA Mom, where we explore practical strategies and insights from applied behavior analysis. So I'm your host, Allie, and today we are diving into a topic that is definitely on our minds right now, which is back to school. As we gear up for a new academic year, I want to share some tips in ABA principles that can make this transition maybe a little smoother for both you and your child or client. So whether the child is starting school for the first time or heading back to familiar grounds, these strategies can help foster a positive experience. Let's break down into key areas. So preparation, reinforcement, and communication. First, preparation. The more prepared your child is, and this is not an ABA term, but the more confidence that they may feel, and it also provides a structure. So visual schedules, create a visual schedule that outlines daily routine. Use pictures or icons to represent different activities like getting dressed, eating breakfast, and heading out the door. This helps your child to understand what to expect throughout the day. And it expects like what the expectation in the morning. It also encourages your child, like, for example, I love to use checklists and I can go ahead and check off each check that I do throughout the day. This can help establish a routine and also some structure to getting ready in the morning. I know that I have a couple kiddos that definitely have a hard time with the morning routine. Getting out the door is a stressful time for parents. The visual schedules can definitely make a difference. It's knowing what to expect, and it also helps kind of break down what the steps are for them. Practice transition. So if your child struggles with change, practice transition from summer to school. This time of year is when I like to start an earlier bedtime routine. So usually the week before school starts, I like to try to have them go to bed a little bit earlier to establish that routine. So role play scenarios, getting ready in the morning, packing a backpack. You can even create a countdown calendar to kind of create that excitement. Familiarization. So if possible, and there's a lot of meet the teachers coming up, you can visit the school before the first day. So you can walk around the building, find their classroom, meet the teacher. Familiarity can ease some of those first day jitters. Now let's talk about reinforcement. Positive reinforcement is a powerful tool in ABA. We definitely are motivation driven. So you want to find ways that motivate your child for those desired behaviors. And it also makes school a more positive experience as well. So one, you can set goals with your child to achievable goals for a school year. This can be academic goals, social goals, or even behavioral goals. It depends on the need of your child, where those strengths and weaknesses are, and that's how you can set some of those goals for them. Reinforce success. So celebrate their achievements, no matter how small they may be. Use a reward system that resonates with your child. So stickers, extra screen time, special outings. Those can go a long way with motivating them, and you can even set it up as a visual to kind of see where they are as well. Behavioral contracts. So for older children, one thing you can consider is creating a simple behavior contract, which outlines the expectations for school related and what kind of, you can also sign it with your child. So what the expectations are for them, what their expectations are for you, and set a reward system for them. This gives them a sense of ownership and responsibility. Segment 3, communication. So let's finally discuss communication. Effective communication can strengthen your child's support system at school and at home. Daily check-ins. So establish a routine for checking in with your child about their day. Ask open-ended questions about what did they learn, who they played with, how they felt. This not only builds communication skills, but also shows them that you care about their day. So it also helps with feeling supported and also making school a positive experience too. Collaboration with teachers. So don't hesitate to reach out to your child's teacher, share insights about your child. So maybe some preferences, their strengths, weaknesses, any challenges they face. So if your child has, you know, for example, like we have like our kids have like shared homes, like that's important also for teachers to know how they're getting home at the end of the day. So, and the more you kind of share, you don't have to overshare with teachers, but the more you kind of share, the more they can support your child in knowing what their needs are. Check-in. So you can check in with your child. You can even use like emotion cards or charts to have them express how they're feeling. If that's something that's hard for them to communicate is what they're feeling. This can aid in identifying issues early on and supports a positive environment. So as we wrap up today's episode, remember that every child is unique and what works for one may not work for another one. So be patient as you try out these strategies, just setting up for success, being prepared for the school year. Don't hesitate to adjust to your child's needs. So we're just at the beginning of the year. So if later on, like halfway through the year, it's like, oh, we didn't start that at the beginning of the year, you can always change it. And as your child's needs may change throughout the school year. So don't hesitate for that too, if their needs change as well. Your child's ever evolving. And like I said, not one size fits all. What works for one doesn't work for another. It's definitely supposed to be individualized. Back to school can be a time of excitement. It can also be a time for anxiety and everything in between. So by incorporating some ABA principles, you can help your child navigate transition and confidence and success. Thank you for tuning into ABA Mom. If you found today's episode helpful, please subscribe, share, and leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback and back to school tips that you might have. And I'd be willing to share them on our podcast as well. Until next time, keep advocating for your child. And remember that you are not alone on this journey. Until next time.